Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Rebbetzins, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Rebbetzin, and let's do this. Parshas Vayakel is a recap Parsha. Just in case you forgot about Shabbos and building the Mishkan and Bezalel and Aliyav, this parsha makes you feel smart and say, yeah, I knew that. A highlight is Bnei Yisrael donating so much to the Mishkan that they are told to stop. Wow, that was a quick recap. Let's move on to a quick var. This one is from one of my favorite sources, Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant. So Rashi brings the famous medrash of why did the Nesi'im donate to the inauguration of the Mizbeach first, but by the Mishkan, they weren't first. So this is what the medrash says was the Nesi'im's cheshbon. Let the Tzibar give what they give, and we'll give whatever's missing. They planned on being the final matching donor, so to speak. But, as we've already said, Bnei Yisrael donated so much to the point that they were told to stop, and the Nesi'im were left with nothing to give. That was kind of awkward for them. So what did they do? They brought the Avnei Shoam, Avnei Miluim, the Baisam, and the Shemen. Side point, it was a nace that the Avnei Shoam fell from the heavens for them. But ultimately, the Nesi'im were punished for their donation approach. In the pasuk that refers to the Nesi'im, it reads Hanesi'im, but leaves out the Yud. So easy question, why the Yud? Why not the Aleph or the whatnot? Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant says, maybe you can say the Yud is missing because if you count, there were 11 different types of things that were donated to the Mishkan. Let's list them. Gold, silver, copper, tcheles, argaman, tala shani, sheish, ve'izim, iris elim me'adumim, oros tachashim, and ase shitim. So the silver for the Mishkan was donated via the Machatzis HaShekel, which everyone, including the Nesi'im, participated in. So the Nesi'im didn't miss out on donating silver. So take the 11 types of donations, minus one for the silver, and you get 10. Those represent the 10 lost opportunities for the Nesi'im that you see in the missing Yud, which is Gematria, 10. So Rabbi Yosef Tzvi Salant speculates that this is why Hashem removed the Nun from the Nesi'im's name to indicate their lack of participation. A little detail tells the whole story. My husband pointed out that this is how Chazal knew that the Nesi'im didn't donate in the first place. They were able to understand this from the Pasuk. He's not suggesting anything new, just viewing the situation backwards, from a different lens. I thought that was cool to consider. Anywho, have a beautiful Shabbos and see you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.